This morning, the Labor Department will release unemployment numbers for October, and the expectation is not good. Yesterday, the government announced the number of people collecting benefits for unemployment was at a 25-year high. Meanwhile, also this morning, both GM and Ford are expected to report billions of dollars in losses for the third quarter. GM says that without help from the government, the nation's largest automaker will not survive through 2009. Sudeep Reddy, an economics reporter for The Wall Street Journal, is on the line with us. Good morning, Sudeep.
Good morning, Adar.
So I don't even know where we start, but I suppose the unemployment numbers, they are coming out today. Obviously, it's anyone's guess as to how bad those numbers are, given the expectations. But let's talk about some of the factors today that are driving them.
You're right, it's going to be a pretty awful picture, and it's really just an indication of the deepening of the recession. If we thought it was bad already, you kind of have to brace yourself because it's actually going to get significantly worse in the coming months, and that's kind of the worrisome aspect of this, is just we have a bleak period coming up. It's what you're hearing right now is widespread layoffs, a much tighter job market, and probably the most uncertainty for business, for employers, that they've seen in a quarter century. And all of that is really going to be a problem for certainly for the current administration, but even for President-elect Obama, because these problems weren't of his making, but it will require some aggressive action to get out of them and prevent it from getting even worse in the beginning of next year.
It's certainly an unparalleled transition time from the current President Bush administration to President-elect Obama's administration. But when we're looking at unemployment numbers, it isn't just one industry at this point, right? I mean, in the past year or two, we've certainly seen a lot of jobs lost in manufacturing and in the auto industry. But now, what other industries are being hit?
That's right. This started because this entire downturn we're facing now started because of the housing market. And so we saw the first losses in jobs in construction because of housing declines. And that, of course, has extended the decline in manufacturing, which has been a secular decline. But the strong export market for the U.S. had protected that, and that's not going to be as strong anymore. But now we're seeing this spread out into retail, into restaurants, into leisure and travel, and this much more broad-based, pervasive decline, which is perhaps more worrisome because the overall weakness in the economy depresses those industries even more and leads to even more job losses. And so for retail in particular, we're looking for a pretty awful holiday season because there's just less consumer money available, less consumer spending coming up, and that's going to be a really big problem for retailers, and it means we're probably going to see much sharper declines in December and January and February as they try to recover from what may be their worst holiday season ever.
Well, we're looking at permanent impacts of this recession. I mean, this is not a cyclical event that you bounce back from. I mean, if we lose GM or Ford, that's one thing. But if the holiday season at a low, record low ebb of consumer confidence takes out Sears or JCPenney's or any of those big retailers that have been around for, you know, a century or more, what's that going to mean?
It's likely that this is happening. This is going to happen. We've already seen it with Circuit City, the big electronics retailer, cutting back a fifth of its stores. Linens and Things is going out of business. There are a number of retailers that are already, even before the winter period, which will be fairly tough, are already facing trouble. And so it's going to be an adjustment period for old retailers to die off that have been in trouble, eventually new ones to start, but it's going to be probably a year or two before you have that renewal period, which would really depend on some strengthening in the economy over that period to really make a difference and let businesses go out there for jobs.
I'm sure the numbers yesterday, the retail report numbers, were startling given that consumer spending is two-thirds of the economy. How do you put that into context for us, those retail numbers?
The retail numbers are a reflection of all of the pressure that consumers have been facing over the last few months. And what's been amazing about this downturn, which really started in August of 2007 with the credit crisis, and it just certainly got a lot worse this fall, but consumers have been under so much pressure. The job market started weakening in January, and then, of course, we all remember the big shock with oil prices that we faced with gasoline above $4 a gallon, and that really started this recession in terms of the trouble facing consumers. That's the one positive, the one high point now is that gasoline prices have dropped, and that will help perhaps the least off people in the country, because it's an important source of consumer spending. Instead of spending on gasoline, you can go and buy what you need for the holiday season. But all of those forces that have been holding consumers back in the last few months are what's preventing them from going out and shopping and buying the big screen TVs and cars, and adding to that the credit shock, the credit crisis, is preventing people who are in trouble from going out and getting easy credit like you might have before. And so if credit card terms are tighter and you're not able to get that credit limit raised, then that's just constrained spending that much more, and hits retailers and hits everybody down the line from that. And it's just this ripple effect that will have to play out for several months before you can really even hope that government action will make a difference.
Well, you know, I don't know if it's a ripple effect that I would use to describe it. It's more like a black hole, a confidence black hole, in the sense that we've already seen 1 month of pricing stats that show a decline, a steep decline in fuel prices, and that's had no impact on confidence. That sort of vanished into the confidence black hole. It's as though consumers really aren't getting much more than a pocket change benefit from a decline in energy prices. And with the credit crunch beginning to hit consumers at the credit card level, they're not constrained to do anything, to make any sort of major purchase. And you sort of described the big screen TV situation. The auto situation is not a downturn as much as it is an actual pause. I saw a statistic like 10 days ago that Volvo a year ago had something on the order of 35,000 cars ordered for the month of October, and it was like 120 in October of 08.
That's right. And it's truly stunning how much the credit shock has created this problem. Loans tightened so much in October that this is one reason we're expecting a fairly bad jobs report for October, but it's also going to play out in the coming months for November and December as well, because that shock to the credit system is hitting not only automakers but the housing sector and a number of other areas for which their consumers rely on loans. And this is one reason the auto sector is actually getting some additional sympathy in Congress right now is
right.
Because they've taken a big hit from the credit shock, and that's added to problems that have already existed before.
Let's think forward for a minute. President-elect Barack Obama is going to be speaking today, and we've read a lot about how he's under a lot of pressure to quickly name a Treasury secretary. Do you think that is important, and why?
It is really important because it will show how much how seriously he's taking this issue. It's likely to be the first cabinet appointment, just because the economy is in so much trouble right now. And what is needed is aggressive action early in the administration. And that's one of the things that the Bush administration, at least the political authorities, have been partly blamed for, is not responding quickly and aggressively enough to this downturn, and kind of waiting until things got too bad before stepping in. And mm-hmm. Some of the names that you hear discussed for Treasury Secretary Larry Summers, the former Treasury Secretary in the Clinton administration, and Tim Geithner, who heads the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, have actually been advocates of aggressive early action.
So aggressive early action is the key there. We're going to have to leave it there. Sudeep Reddy, thank you so much.